Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome Wednesday. Yes, this is Elizabeth Cookson and you're listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. Connect with me after the show at ElizabethCookson.com. And when you're at my website, make sure you go and download the free 2012 monthly angel messages and to get your daily messages from me. And yes, I apologize. I have not been so good here over the last couple of weeks. I have been on the road traveling, but I am doing my best to make sure you guys have at least your monthly and weekly information on what's up and coming for you from a reading perspective. And once again, that address again is ElizabethCookson.com. So take a look at that. Check out the blog. And today, once again, your heart's going to be filled with joy as you meet my guest, Dr. Brad Nelson. And today is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about the emotion code. And Dr. Nelson is an acclaimed and popular speaker on the international seminar circuit, and now he travels to many countries. He is the developer of the most advanced form of energy medicine on the planet. Yes, you heard me correctly. A holistic chiropractic physician and medical intuitive, Dr. Nelson is one of the world's foremost experts in the emerging fields of bioenergetic medicine and energy psychology. Welcome, Dr. Brad. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, Elizabeth. It's so great to be on your show. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, it is my pleasure. You know, when I was reading through, I saw that you have 7 children. You beat me by 1.
Oh, my gosh, really? That's amazing.
I know. It's like it doesn't really happen anymore, right?
No. It's really unusual, but it's really fun. It's great.
It is. They keep us on our toes, and I think they keep us young, too. What do you think?
Absolutely. My youngest is 12, and of course, people think I'm her grandpa, which I think is really funny. Because I'm not one yet.
Well, hey, I want to start off by talking a little bit more about the emotion code and the body code, start really with your experience and what led you into really discovering the emotion code. And what is it actually?
Sure. The emotion code. To back up for just a second, I practiced as a holistic chiropractic physician for 17 years, and during those years, my focus was on getting my patients well, obviously, but my focus was really geared towards trying to understand what the true underlying causes of their conditions were. And as you might imagine, I had people coming to me with all kinds of different issues, ranging from the more common and mundane things, such as migraine headaches and neck pain and herniated discs and things, to more difficult problems like digestive problems, colitis and Crohn's disease, and digestive disorders like irritable bowel syndrome and asthma, and even things like infertility and so on. So as a holistic physician, I was really working with all of these different problems, and what I found was that the single biggest common denominator for all of these patients with all of their various conditions was actually their emotional baggage, okay? And we talk about emotional baggage, and we say things like, oh, you know, she just has a lot of emotional baggage, or he just has a lot of emotional baggage. But what we're finally now understanding is that that emotional baggage that we talk about is actually a very real thing in a way that we never really understood before. And to understand what I'm talking about, you have to understand that the human body is really made of nothing but pure energy. I mean, if you look at your hand, that hand looks pretty solid, but if you magnify that hand about 850,000 times, you see that the hand is actually made of molecules. And if you zoom in on a single molecule, for example, a strand of DNA, at about a million power magnification or so, you start to be looking at an individual atom. And if you could look inside that atom, you'd see there's really nothing in there but empty space and vast amounts of just energy. Lots of empty space, little infinitesimally small energies zipping around the speed of light. And so really that's what we are. We're these beings made of pure energy. Well, our thoughts are energy too. And there's everything in the universe is really made of the same stuff. Everything is made of energy. And our thoughts are energy. And our emotions are energy as well. And when we feel a certain emotion, what we're really feeling is a certain vibration, a certain frequency. So if you're feeling an emotion of anger, that's a different energy, a different frequency than an emotion of sadness and so on. So they're all different. But when you feel an emotion intensely enough, strongly enough, the energy of that emotion can become stuck or lodged in your body. Now, what I found was that these energies, this emotional baggage, really consists of what we call trapped emotions. And each trapped emotion is a little ball of invisible energy that is typically from the size of an orange to the size of a cantaloupe. And these things will lodge in the body. And then wherever they lodge, they will tend to cause physical problems such as pain or malfunction. And the more of these you have, the more likely you are to have some kind of illness. Every disease process that I've seen in 24 years now has always had trapped emotions as a component, and sometimes the major component of many diseases. But these not only cause diseases and pain for us, but they also cause our self-sabotage. They cause our depression. They cause our anxiety, our phobias, our panic attacks. All of these emotional issues that we deal with and that we struggle to overcome and that we take courses to try to overcome can actually be dealt with very easily most of the time by simply getting rid of this emotional baggage. And the emotion code is the method that I developed during all those years to actually do just that. And so it's a very, very simple method that anyone can learn. And in fact, we have children that are doing it. We have people all over the world who are using the emotion code to get rid of their emotional baggage and to change their lives for the better. So it's very exciting. In fact, I can't imagine anything more exciting to be involved with than this work, because it's literally changing people's lives all over the world every day. So what could be better than that?
Well, yeah. I mean, and, you know, it's pretty exciting, too, to think that you know, we look at, you know, illness or dis-ease in our bodies, and we're always trying to find what the root cause is. And a lot of things, I think, have shown up here in the last, you know, 5 to 10 years to really start talking more about emotions, about feelings, about suppressed energy, if you will, that we've been holding on to for so long. And I'm one that has been able to share, you know, some of my story about how, you know, I had the physical, sexual, and emotional abuse from my early years. And for so long, I held on to that. And because I held on to it, you know, I could really feel it within my body, but I just didn't know what it was. And it wasn't until I lost my 9-month-old daughter in a daycare provider's home where I finally realized, there's so much more in life than what I was living. And I was so worked up and I was so worried about what was going to happen to me as a person, what my future looked like, instead of just being in the present moment. And so I think one of the biggest things is that I finally realized by letting go and forgiving that that helped me tremendously, you know, on my experience in learning the healing that I really needed to go
yes.
through. And I'm not sure, is that part of the emotion code that you're talking about? Is that part of that?
Well, you know, we do talk about forgiveness and how, of course, you can't ever really find peace until you forgive. What we find, though, is that the trapped emotions that we have that were created by certain events, where we felt an intense emotion about something, maybe we were being abused, or maybe something happened like what happened to your daughter, which is awful. The emotions that you feel that are so powerful during those experiences and after those experiences happen, those emotions can become trapped in the body, and they will interfere, is what we have found, with your ability to actually be able to forgive and move on. So when we release the emotional baggage, the memories of those things are still there. It's not that the memories have changed, but the emotional charge, the electrical charge, if you will, the energetic charge surrounding those events and those emotions that those events created, that's gone. That charge is gone. And so instead of, for example, feeling resentment welling up inside of you every time you think about a certain person, when that emotion of resentment is released, suddenly you can think about that person and you don't feel that resentment welling up anymore. But, you know, what we have found is that 90% of the pain that we experience and 90% of the emotional problems that we have are directly attributable and are caused by these trapped emotional energies. It's really the elephant in the living room in Western medicine that... The fact that
Dr. Brad, what I think we're going to do, because I was going to say we're just getting ready to take a break,
take
and
a break.
I think this is a perfect mm-hmm. point to really have people stay tuned and listen to. We're going to really talk more about that trapped emotion and what really causes it when we come back. So if you just tuned in, I'm your host, Elizabeth Cookson, and we are talking with Dr. Brad Nelson. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And remember, if you're listening online, you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage of TransformationTalkRadio.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time. And express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Transform your life.
And we are back to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson, and my guest today is Dr. Brad Nelson, and we are talking about the emotion code. And we had to take that break, but let me tell you, we started to talk a little bit about trapped emotion, and 90% of our pain is caused by, and then we took a break. So, Dr. Nelson, I would love to finish that topic, and then I really want to get to the heart of the matter and talk about the heart wall.
Okay, absolutely. Well, let me just share with you a couple of stories that were real eye-openers to me. I had a patient once who came to me, and she was about 72 years old. And as we started working with her, of course, one of the things that we teach in the emotion code is how we can get information out of the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is the great repository in the body of all of the information that about everything that's happened to us from every moment of our lives from the very beginning. And so all the information about any trapped emotions that we might have is in there in that subconscious mind. So this lady comes to me, this 72-year-old woman, and I start working with her, and the very first thing that shows up is that she has a trapped emotion of sadness. And so we start tracing this emotion back using muscle testing and getting information from the subconscious mind. And it goes back 10, 20, 30, 40 years. It actually went back to 1963. In other words, her subconscious mind said that that's when this emotion became trapped in her body, 1963. And I thought to myself, well, gee, maybe this was about JFK's death. I've seen that before. And that was a very profound thing, of course, for so many, well, it's about everybody. But at the same moment, that I verbalized that to ask if that's asking her subconscious mind if that's what this was about. At that same moment, I got a strong answer from her subconscious mind, from her body, saying, yes, that's what this is about. And at that same moment, she's breaking down, weeping, and telling me that that affected her so deeply back then. And then when his son died in the plane crash, JFK Jr., all these years later, it was like all of that came back all over again, and all she could do for days was cry. And she couldn't work or do anything. Well, that emotion, that very powerful emotion that became lodged in her body in November of 1963 was still in her body. And I wanted to know at that point, well, where has this emotion been? An emotion is actually, a trapped emotion is literally a ball of energy. And I wanted to know, where has this been? And I asked her body some questions, and we figured out that it actually had been in the left breast area all those years. And when we found that, suddenly she and I just looked at each other in great shock and amazement, because 4 years before, she had had that left breast removed because it was malignant, you see. And so every case of cancer that I've seen in all of these years now, over two decades, has always had trapped emotions in those tissues. I think that they're definitely a contributing factor to cancer. In all the cases I've seen, they also cause a lot of acute pain. And in fact, one of my favorite stories that I remember from practice was a woman came in to see me, and she had this terrific pain going on in her in one of her ovaries, and she could tell that's where it was coming from. And I checked her to see if this pain was being created by a trapped emotion. And the answer was yes, that her subconscious mind gave back. It was a yes answer. And the emotion was frustration. And I asked her a few more questions and found out that this was actually coming from her mother. It was actually something to do with her mother anyway. And at that point, she said, oh, my mother. She called me 3 days ago, and she dumped all this stuff on me. She said, I wish she would just get out of my life and leave me alone. And, of course, that's when the pain started, was during a phone call with her mother, right? And that's when the emotion was created, this trapped emotion got stuck in her ovary. We released that emotion, and that's a very simple process. It takes about 3 seconds or so to release it, and the pain was instantly gone. And I've seen hundreds and hundreds, probably even thousands of cases by now where people are in acute physical pain. And when we release that emotional energy, that pain is gone. But it didn't take long when I was first figuring this out. It didn't take long before people would come back and they'd say things to me like, you know, you released that back pain from me. You released that trapped emotion of anger from me, and my back is better. But there's something else different about me now, because I used to be really angry and I had a hair trigger temper, and that's gone now. I don't understand. How did that work? And at the time, I didn't understand it myself, and I would say, well, I really am not sure. It took quite a while to figure it out, but what I believe is, if you can imagine having a ball of energy in your body that is literally an emotion. It's literally an emotion, a ball of energy that, in a strange way, it's literally a ball of anger or a ball of depression or a ball of sadness or a ball of grief, whatever it is. You have a tendency to fall into resonance very easily with that emotion. So if a situation arises and you've got a trapped emotion of anger, and a situation arises where you might tend to feel angry, you probably will feel angry much more readily than you otherwise would have, because part of your body's already vibrating and humming away at that frequency, you see, and so it's easy to fall into resonance with that. And we've seen cases where people were suicidally depressed, getting well in just literally a matter of days with the emotion code, and people's lives changing all the time. So anyway, it's very, very exciting. And it's, like I say, it's an extremely simple process that anyone can do. In fact, if you want to get the emotion code for free, we have a website you can go to. If you go to emotioncodeoffer.com, you can download the book and also the book on audio as our free gift to you, because we want this to spread throughout the world, because the world certainly needs this. It's the world desperately needs this work, I believe.
Oh, absolutely. And so, oh my goodness, so you're actually offering that for free. People can go download it, get the book, and figure out how to release those pent-up emotions?
Yes, absolutely. And you also get the book audio. So it's 10 downloads, MP3 downloads, that you can put right onto the CD or put it on your iPhone or whatever and start listening to it. And And yeah, the process is so simple, anyone can do it. In fact, when we come back from this break, I'll tell you a story that I just heard about an 11-year-old boy that I think you'll find really, really amazing, who used the emotion code in one of his friends.
And you know, it's because I think there's so many people that are listening today. They're driving in their cars, they're listening on the internet or wherever they are in the world, and they are listening going, wait a minute, you're telling me that I've got this pent-up emotion, and if I do what you're saying in the emotion code, then I'm going to be able to release and be able to let go of my pain. And I think some of them are sitting there maybe in disbelief. I've got a couple questions that are coming up, like, you know, how does this work? How do we get rid of it? And I think that's one of the things that your book and your system's actually going to give them, right? Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. The system is so simple that anyone can learn how to do it, but yet it's a very concrete system. We get feedback every day from people around the world who have done other methods of energy healing and other methods of energy work, who are telling us that the emotion code is the fastest and the most efficient and the most effective method that they've ever used before. And the beauty of it is that it's not difficult to learn. You don't have to have any kind of scientific background. You don't have to have a degree. This can be done by anyone, anywhere. And so there's so much that we can do really to help ourselves. And so many of us have baggage, and so many of us, well, we all have emotional baggage, but so many of us have physical problems or emotional problems, or we've been diagnosed with some kind of a disease. And the emotion code can take away the emotional component that is creating that pain, or that is contributing to that disease, or that is causing the self-sabotage or the depression or the anxiety that you are dealing with. And it's such a simple process. And by going to emotioncodeauthor.com, you can actually try it out with no, for free. I mean, it's just
for free. I mean, what more could we ask? Hey, everybody, stay tuned. And we will be right back from the heart.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Video at the same time.
Transform. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Tune
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Welcome back to From the Heart Radio, and we are here with Dr. Brad Nelson, and he is going to share a story with us, and I am all ears. I want to hear about this little boy.
The story that was related to me by this little boy's mother, and she said that she got the Emotion Code ebook and audio MP3s, which you can get at emotioncodeoffer.com, and her son started listening to the book, and he listened to the whole book, and he read the whole book. He's 11 years old, and he started practicing on his friends. And a couple of weeks later, this woman called up, and she identified herself as the mother of one of his playmates. And she said, listen, she said, your son has been doing this muscle testing thing and this emotional work, whatever it is, on some of the kids, and I haven't really paid much attention. But she said, my son has had a phobia of water for many years. And we've tried all kinds of different things to fix this. Nothing's ever worked. And she said, your son did whatever he did. And she said, my son is out in the pool right now. So you need to know what is going
awesome.
On.
Awesome.
You've got to fill me in. Yeah.
Oh, you
got to
love it.
Yeah. So that's how easy this is. And, you know, one of the things that's come out recently in the news is that scientists have finally agreed and have found that people actually can die of a broken heart. You know, it's been a question for many years. Is it possible to die of a broken heart? And the answer, of course, is yes. And so what they're actually saying now is that if you have symptoms of a heart attack, you definitely want to go to the hospital. But you may find that there is nothing really wrong with you and that you have not had a heart attack at all. And in those cases, what's really wrong with you is that you're suffering from trapped emotions. In fact, one of the very first people that I saw when I was first learning about this work and how these emotions affect us, she came into my office. She thought she was having a heart attack. She had crushing chest pain, difficulty breathing. Her left arm was completely numb. The left side of her face was numb. And I told my staff we might need an ambulance because it looked like a heart attack to me. But I started doing some testing on her. And what we found was that there was a trapped emotion of grief that was creating these symptoms for her. And so doing the muscle testing and asking questions, I traced it back 3 years. And her subconscious mind basically said that's when this had occurred. And when I got to that point, she broke down crying. And she said, I can't believe that's still affecting me. I thought I put that behind me. I thought I dealt with all that. And I said, well, what happened? And she said, her husband, 3 years before, had an affair. and it destroyed her marriage and destroyed her life for a while. And she cried a lot of tears, but eventually put her life back together. She spent a year in therapy dealing with that and some other things, and they even gotten remarried. As far as she was concerned, it was all ancient history, but as far as her body was concerned, it was still holding that energy, and it was so powerful, it was actually simulating, for all practical purposes, a heart attack. And we, using a magnet, we use magnets a lot of the time in this work to release these emotions. Just passing a magnet down the back three times is enough to release one of these once you've brought it to the surface. And I released that emotion, and within about 3 seconds or so, the feeling came back into her arm, whoosh, chest pain was gone, the difficulty breathing was gone, it was all gone. And that was 24 years ago. And she's still doing fine. She's never had any kind of a reoccurrence. But if we had not released that emotional energy, it's very possible that she may have passed away by now. She's in her early 60s. Yeah. Very likely she could have died by now if we had not released that energy. And no one would ever have known that what killed her was her husband's affair. So you think about your own life, and you think about the events you've been through and the emotional experiences that you maybe rather not have gone through. You are carrying emotional baggage from those events, and that emotional baggage can manifest in your life as pain and as disease and as depression and anxiety and all these other symptoms and as self-sabotage. And that really leads us to the most important part of the Emotion Code book is about the heart. You know, the ancient peoples believed that the heart was actually the source of our love and the source of our creativity and the seat of the soul and so on. And in the West, we've always thought that that was just poetic license, that the heart doesn't really have anything to do with love. It's just a pump. But what we're finding now is that those ancient people somehow knew more than we have known. In fact, they've done studies where they now find the heart puts out a magnetic field that's about 12 feet in diameter. And that when you're feeling thoughts of love or affection for another person, your heartbeat will actually appear in the brain waves of that other person. About that. They've proven this in the lab. Yes. And so there's this energy that emanates from your heart. And what happened was, to me, was a number of years ago, my wife had a dream. And as I was trying to understand and interpret this dream, I suddenly had a waking vision where I saw before me this beautiful hardwood floor. And as I was seeing this hardwood floor, which lasted for several minutes, at that same time that I'm seeing this, I'm understanding, this understanding comes to me that my wife's heart is underneath this floor. And I have absolutely no clue, no idea what this means. But this came to me from up above. And it led to the discovery of what we call the heart wall, which has been called the greatest discovery ever in the history of energetic medicine. Because what happens to us is when we feel deeply hurt, when we feel deeply grieved by something, we can feel that emotion, we can feel that feeling that we refer to as heartbreak. It's a physical sensation in the chest. We feel like we're choking. We feel like something's sitting on our chest. It's a physical sensation that happens. And when that occurs to us, that heart, because it really truly is the core of our being, that spirit within us does not like that feeling. And so if that happens more than a couple of times, the subconscious mind will put up a wall around that heart to protect that heart from being totally broken. And that wall is made from the energy of the trapped emotions that we have picked up during our lives. And what happened with my wife was that she was born into a very volatile household. Her father was a rageaholic, and by age two, she had felt those heartache feelings enough that she needed to put up a wall, and so she did. Now, 93% of people have this phenomenon going on. 93% of people. If you've been divorced, I can guarantee you you've got a heart wall. If you've been abused in any way, I can guarantee you you've got one of these. 93% of people do. And so what happened with her was she always felt like she was on the outside of every situation, every social group she was ever with. She never really felt like she quite belonged, ever. And she found that it was easy to feel negative emotions, hard to feel good ones. And she felt this sense of isolation until that wall was taken down. And then suddenly she felt like she was on the inside, like she finally belonged. We've had people who have been suicidally depressed, and we've seen that the heart wall is very often the biggest underlying factor there. When that wall is taken down, depression can go away, and we've seen it go away many times in literally a matter of days. So, that's the heart wall, and I can tell you more about that. Do we have a break at the moment?
No, I think we're good here for just a couple more minutes. But this is a really interesting topic because there's so many people who really struggle, you know, like you said, with divorce, with depression, with sadness, and so forth through different difficult times in their lives, and they put up that wall. And so
yes.
when they do put up the wall, then, you know, like you expressed with your wife, and she let everything kind of down and then felt like she belonged. Is that because she released all those emotions that were blocking her
yes.
from being able to open her heart? Is that okay?
Yes, exactly. Those emotions were released. They come off one at a time. And the heart wall is made of layers of emotions. And each emotion makes up a layer of the wall. Let me tell you a very short story very quickly. There was a young boy brought to me. He was 9 years old. He'd been diagnosed as being clinically depressed. And I could tell you the long story, but basically this boy had to be taken out of school. He was really kind of not functioning. He wasn't functioning well at all. Mother tried to do homeschool. That wasn't working. And she'd come into his room at night. Sometimes he'd be on the floor. She'd say, "What are you doing on the floor?" And he'd say, "I don't deserve to be in a bed." Well, what happened was, there had been a number of deaths in their family, and it had created this wall around his heart, starting at about age 5. And when he was 5 years old, we started releasing the layers of emotions from this wall, worked on this boy one time, and it took about a half an hour to clear these emotions, take down this wall, and then we got to the very last emotion, and what had happened was, it occurred to me, he was 5 years old, and we had a family reunion with all of his relatives, and his sister was there. She was 12 years old. She was trying to teach one of their little cousins to swim, who was also 5 years old, and something went wrong, and he drowned. And it was a horrible family tragedy, and the overwhelming guilt that his sister felt for having this happen, this horrible tragedy happened on her watch, that emotion was so powerful. The pain was so great that he couldn't really bear it, and so this wall was created from that. When we cleared that emotion, she took him home. His heart wall was gone. For the next couple of days, he was lying around kind of feeling lethargic, and she was thinking it doesn't look like that worked, but actually he was just processing the release of those emotions. And the next morning, the third morning, he got up, got himself ready for school. He came to her, and this is a direct quote. He said, "Mom, I can go back to school now. I'm a happy pappy." That's what he said.
Wow.
And he did go back to school.
What?
Yes. He went back to school. All his learning disabilities were suddenly gone. His depression was instantly gone. And he went into the program for advanced kids because he was so smart, and all of his joy was back. And she told me, she said she felt like that the treatment had saved his life. That boy now is about 23 years old. And
oh, how beautiful.
Would he have made it this far? I don't know. But I'll tell you something. I will never, ever regret that half hour that I spent with that little boy. All those years
ago. I bet he is so grateful. And he is so grateful to you, Dr. Nelson. So everybody, take a 2-second quick break here, and we are going to be right back with you and finish up with Dr. Brad Nelson.
In each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City MySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life. And we are back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my guest, Dr. Nelson. And, you know, we've had a couple questions here on the switchboard in regards to how the magnets work. And we were talking a little bit at break, and we're going to make this kind of short and sweet to show you how simple it really is to release that trapped emotion. Dr. Nelson.
Sure. Well, essentially, first of all, you need to understand that a trapped emotion is literally a ball of energy. It's a little hard to imagine, but that's really what these things are. And so when we go through the process, this very short, simple process of identifying what the trapped emotion is, then we can release the emotion. And the way that we do that is we pass a magnet or your fingertips, since the body is also magnetic, and we just pass the magnet or the fingertips down the governing meridian. And that's a meridian that starts at the upper lip, goes right over the top of the head and all the way down to the tailbone. And you don't have to pass a magnet or your fingertips down the length of that whole meridian. You can just go down part of it. For example, Elizabeth, if I were working on you and we found a trapped emotion and we were ready to release it, we could just take a magnet. In fact, you could even use a refrigerator magnet to do this. You don't have to have a fancy magnet. And again, you can use your fingertips if you don't have a magnet. And we would probably just start at the base of your neck and just go down to your low back. And we can do that three times. And that releases the emotional energy. And if it's an inherited emotion, and we can also find those, and believe me, those can also be very, very powerful. That's an emotional energy that you receive at the moment of conception from mom or dad, which they might have gotten from their mom or dad, which they might have gotten from their mom or dad. It can go back sometimes several generations. But those emotions are it's impossible to find those any other way. Because only your subconscious mind knows if you have these, that they can really create a lot of trouble and can really derail your life. And if you think about the emotions that our ancestors went through and all the difficulties that they might have had, it's a very powerful thing. So those emotions can also be found and can also be released using this method. And we'll have to have another show where I can come back and we can just talk about that because it's so amazingly powerful. But that's basically the process. It's easier to do than actually to talk about it. It's very, very simple. And if you think about the example of the 11-year-old boy who fixed his friend's water phobia, you know, if an 11-year-old can do that, then you can do it too. And it's actually very simple. So when we pass that magnet down that meridian, the meridians are like rivers of energy that flow just under the skin all over the body. And we put a little bit of energy into that meridian at just the right time when that emotion is there, ready to be released. It releases the emotion instantly. And it's kind of like if you take a credit card with a magnetic strip on the back and you rub a magnet on there, and then you try to use it, well, it's no good anymore. And you might ask, well, where did that information go? And the answer would be, well, it's just been transformed somehow. And that's how this works, essentially. it's really similar to that.
Oh, that's a really good analogy, because a lot of people know that, you know, when they've put their credit cards in with something, you know, that has that magnetic strip on it, and then they go to try to use it, it's like, well, I wonder why it doesn't work, right? And so it's kind of like deactivated that card, right? And so this is basically deactivating those emotions that we no longer need to carry, that no longer serve us anymore, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yep, and getting rid of these can be so incredibly powerful. In fact, especially the ability that you have using this method to get rid of your heart wall. And, you know, you think about how much effort and how much time and how much energy people put in to trying to find success or into trying to find love and trying to find their soulmate. And they try all kinds of different things. But I'm here to tell you right now that it's all in your heart. The best creation, you see, that each one of us has to bring into this world is locked up inside of that heart. And when people tell you, when you graduate from high school or from college and you hear someone say, well, you need to follow your heart, that's the best advice anybody can ever give, because that's where that information and that's where that best creation is. But the problem is 93% of people have this wall of negative emotions around the heart, and it drastically interferes with your ability to create your life and to create the perfect creation that is inside of you. So getting rid of that heart wall can not only change and enhance your ability to find success, but it can also help you dramatically to find love and to find your soulmate. In fact, I have to tell you a story. There was a woman who came to me who was a nurse, 38 years old, And as I was talking with her, she told me that she was celibate and that she hadn't dated in 8 years and she was never going to date again. And she was very attractive. And I said, well, what happened to you? She said that 8 years before, she was deeply involved with this man who just dumped her and broke her heart. And that created, the emotions from that breakup created a wall around her heart. And so we released that wall around her heart. And by the way, incidentally, she came to me for neck pain. And that got rid of her neck pain as well, because a lot of the time people will have neck pain from a heart wall and stiffness in the shoulders and so on. And so I didn't see her again for 3 months. When she came back, she looked great. And I said, hey, how are you? And she said to me, you know, she said, when I was here last, you worked on my heart wall and took it down. And she said, that really made a difference to me. She said, that really works, because she said about 2 weeks after I was here, I found out my childhood sweetheart has been living right around the corner from me for almost 8 years. And we're dating and we're in love, and I think he's going to ask me to marry him. You know, and so you think about that and how powerful it is. And I'm telling you, there's an unseen energy that is going on. There's an exchange of energy going on between all of us all the time. And when you have a heart wall, that's interfered with. So if you're trying to find love or stay in love or find your soulmate, you've got to look at this. And if you go to emotioncodeoffer.com, you can do it for free. And I'm telling you, you've got to take the time, because this can really, literally change your whole life. And we get emails every day from people all over the world who tell us just that this work has changed their lives. What's that worth? Well, it's certainly worth going and downloading the book and reading it or listening to it. You can do either. So.
And taking action on it, right? It's like, don't just listen to it. Take action and get rid of that heart wall.
Yes.
Because, you know, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Oh, I mean,
it's all about living from the heart. It's all about, you know, leading with your heart. And by doing that, you're offering what you're here for. You know, so letting all that go and letting down that wall, now you're opening yourself to opportunities that you were intended to live.
Yes, absolutely right. It's and you know, I have to tell you one other thing, and that is that this work is not about me. I was in the habit of praying and asking God for help all the time with all my patients over all those years, and this information just came down and filtered down to me, and I really believe that this is God's gift to the world at a time when we really desperately need it. So it isn't about me. It's really about you. It's about the fact that whoever you are, you can take this. You can learn this. It's easy. You can change people's lives by doing this work, and you can change your own life. And it's so simple, yet it's so powerful. And people often come to me, and they, especially at seminars, and they'll say, this just seems so easy. It almost seems too easy. And my response is always, well, I can make it more difficult for you if you'd like.
Well, I think you've made it really easy for all the listeners today. And I want to thank you, Dr. Brad, for being with us today, and thank you for sharing from your heart. And everybody, once again, I want you to go out to emotioncodesoffer.com. I'll put that out so you guys can take a look at it, so you can hit the link and go and definitely read it and take action. Once again, I look forward to inspiring each of you to live each day from the heart. So on behalf of my guest, Dr. Brad Nelson, and myself, Elizabeth Cookson, we wish you blessings and love.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Oh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.